In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will be an unintended consequence of the stimulus package. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and CSX, whose trains can move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves. The Pew Charitable Trusts, working to keep the food supply safe for America's families at pewtrusts.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our stage manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Althea Lang. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Thanks also to Robin Pomerantz, Howlis Ashby, and Amy Ferrara, and the Cal Performances staff at Southern Bach Hall in Berkeley, California. B.J. Lindman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Emily Ecton and Ian Chillog this week, with technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be an unintended consequence of the stimulus? Tom Baudet.
Governor Sarah Palin uses Alaska's share to build the bridge to nowhere, blame it on Obama, and swing the 2012 election her way.
Paula Poundstone.
Nadia Suleiman will pop out a dozen more wee ones.
And Mo Rocca.
A sweater for every chicken.
Well, if any of those things happen, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Tom Baudet, Paula Poundstone, Mo Rocca. Thanks to all of you here at Taylor Back Hall and all of you in Radio Land for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We'll see you back in Chicago next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.